Shalom, you are at the commemoration site for 8 soldiers of Recon Battalion 134 who fell at this very place during the Yom Kippur War in 1973. Recon Battalion 134 was established in 1972 as a division battalion. It included advanced Centurion tanks, APCs, and Jeeps that gave them the ability to act independently and have the flexibility to perform a wide variety of missions. The battalion included 565 soldiers. 10% of them were officers. Under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Hanani Tavor, the unit performed only one battalion training before the Yom Kippur War broke out. On the holiest day for the Jewish people, Yom Kippur, October 6, 1973, the armies of Egypt and Syria launched a surprise attack over the state of Israel. In the first long hours of the war, the enemy armies faced only the regular soldiers of the IDF. At the same time, the reserve soldiers were making their way to emergency storage bases to be deployed to wherever they were needed to fight. The reserve soldiers of Battalion 134 gathered together at the Iftah Army Base, and after an intensive night of preparations, were ready to join the war. On the morning of October 7th, the battalion, with 26 tanks, climbed the Golan Heights, and together with Brigade 179, was the only force that stopped the Syrians from reaching the Sea of Galilee. The force fought with determination in order to take over the essential region in the area while leading an intensive campaign to stop the Syrian troops. Gradually, the Syrians were pushed back to the borderline, and after a difficult clash in the region of Hushnia, the battle was over. During the first 3 days of the war, the infantry soldiers of the battalion were active in supplying the tanks with fuel, water, and ammunition, and in evacuating casualties with their APCs. On Wednesday, October 10th, the Syrians withdrew from the Golan, and infantry soldiers on APCs searched the battle zone looking for Syrian soldiers that might have been left behind or hiding. At the end of the day, the soldiers gathered for a night camp on this very spot. Some of them made their way over to a nearby fig tree to enjoy the fresh fruit. Others were arranging themselves for the night. Suddenly, a direct heavy bombardment was leveled over the troops. The soldiers jumped on board the APCs to spread out, but one of them took a direct hit from a Katyusha rocket and exploded. All 8 soldiers in the APC were killed. The fallen were originally from the scout company of the 9th Brigade. One of them was a fighter in the pre-state military Haganah organization. Another served in the legendary paratrooper unit 101. They were all veterans in the reserves, friends and comrades in arms who served together in the Sinai War, the Six-Day War, and many other military operations. The battalion continued fighting and was given the mission to lead the counterattack into Syrian territory. But the Syrian troops had already returned to their original fortified defense arrays and were determined to protect the route leading to their capital, Damascus. During their advance, the battalion had to deal with minefields, suffered heavy bombardments, and faced hellfire. Within a short period of time, almost all the tanks were hit, and the battalion suffered a high number of casualties. The commanders of the battalion were determined to find and rescue each and every soldier. Their efforts were led with fierce determination and sacrifice by the soldiers in the tanks and in the APCs. The advance into Syria continued by Brigade 179 and other units. The war came to an end when Damascus stood within cannon range from the IDF. After the war, the veterans of Battalion 134 turned the bombed remains of the APC into a commemoration site. A cedar tree was planted in the hole created under the APC by the Katyusha rocket. And today it stands in front of you, growing tall and strong as a testament to the continuation of life. The soldiers of Recon Battalion 134 remember with great pain and profound respect for their 33 comrades who fell during the Yom Kippur War. You are invited to visit the memorial site for the entire battalion near Kibbutz Ein Zivan. Thank you for your attention.